Open Doors releases its list of the world's worst persecutors of the church. Religious violence forces missionaries to evacuate parts of Nigeria. And ministry growth in Madagascar comes at the price of an office building for teen missions. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The persecuted church is where we begin today's broadcast. Open Doors USA just released its annual World Watch List. Open Doors' Carl Muller says the top five include North Korea, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Somalia, and Maldives. North Korea, he says, is the worst.
Hundreds of thousands of Christians are exposed to every level of torture. If you're caught leading a Bible study or evangelizing others, not only you can be thrown into a labor camp, but up to three generations of your family.
Hundreds were killed last year alone. Open Doors is joining the North Korean Freedom Coalition to pray on Freedom Week beginning April 24th.
We're going to be holding some prayer vigils at the Chinese consulates around the U.S. China holds the key to North Korea. We'll have people sign up for a 10-minute prayer slot during the course of the week, because we know the power of prayer is what moves the hearts of dictators.
Next, the idea is to broadcast the gospel, see people come to Christ, disciple them, and then plant a church. In Indonesia, it's no longer that easy. The government now requires 100 members and a review by all religious faiths before they build. Back to the Bible's Franz Silalahi broadcasts Christian programming on 27 stations in Indonesia. He says the requirement is a challenge.
You have to ask permit from 70 people, unbelievers, to set up one church. That's what the law says. And they released that laws this month.
Silalahi knows spiritual growth isn't dependent on a building. As pressure builds, though, Christians need to pray for those reaching out.
I'm an evangelist and a Bible teacher. I have brave to tell the truth with any cause. That's my calling and the calling for all of the servants of the Lord in Indonesia. So please pray for us not to be afraid.
Pray, too, that God will continue using Christian radio to lead many Indonesians to himself. You're listening to Mission Network News. Four Christian Reformed World missionaries, along with 15 Christian families, fled Nigeria because of recent threats. A faction of Muslim rioters in northern Nigeria posted leaflets warning Christians to either leave or be killed. While threats may be linked to the widely publicized Danish cartoon depictions of the Islamic prophet Muhammad, there's been a long history of tensions among Christians and Muslims in that area. Pray that their ministry can resume safely in the near future. Next, Talking Bibles International's Paul Hoekstra says there are an estimated 300,000 blind people in Karnataka State, India alone. He says by placing the Talking Bible in the region, they can ensure that the people have access to Scripture and more than Braille.
That represents quite a large population of people who have traditionally not had access to God's Word, and now through a very simple means of listening, they can obtain a Talking Bible and listen in their own language. We've placed them in Telugu, Tamil, Hindi, Marathi, and Malayalam.
Hoekstra adds that by working through partnerships, they can exponentially increase the coverage.
Agencies like the Bible Societies and Campus Crusade have networks of distribution that we obviously are not nearly as well equipped, and they're able then to reach many of the local areas and regions that we can't. And so these partnerships really facilitate distribution of God's Word.
And Teen Missions International is moving forward on plans for a second boot camp in southeastern Madagascar. The site is near a rainforest where the land is still fertile and mostly green all year. The government agreed to give Teen Missions land in exchange for the group building an office facility. Teen Missions also hopes to recruit three evangelism teams. Pray for safety, protection, and wisdom as they move forward. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to missionnetworknews.org. Click on Go on a Trip on the left where you can find out about short-term trips all over the world in construction, evangelism, and more. That's the short-term mission database at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.